WEEI Afternoons on Major League Baseball trade deadline day. And let's go right to the phone lines because I've been told for the last 2 hours that I have been annoying. I'm like a 16-year-old girl who can't get a date because I'm upset and annoyed with the Red Sox having done very little so far. So let's bring in Lou Maloney and let's see how Lou Maloney feels about the lack of activity from the Red Sox as teams like, I don't know, the Mariners and the Yankees right around them in the standings seem to be very active. Lou, how are we doing today and how are you feeling about the trade deadline?
Well, I like to think I'm a very patient man. But now we're within 2 hours.
And
I always have these moments where I'm just like, these people, you know, everyone's panicking. They're blaming them for stuff they haven't done yet. Right, everyone's pissed the last week that they have that they won't do anything, and I'm like, well, why don't we just wait and see first?
Lou's phone is so angry.
His phone. Oh, there he's back.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Go ahead. Repeat what you just said. Yeah, now, if you don't mind.
No, I'm just I'm losing patience, you know, and it's coming down to the wire. But they need a starter, bare minimum. Period. End of story. They don't have anybody to throw Friday.
As in tomorrow? They don't have a catcher for tomorrow?
Maybe. There's literally nobody announced as the starter for tomorrow.
I'm going to the game. I'd like to see.
You'd like to have a starter. Well, Lou, I'm curious. Yeah. What deal has been made that the Yankees, whoever has made, that you wish the Red Sox would have been in on XYZ player that's been traded?
And that's the thing. There's really nobody that I was just sort of like I never thought they were going to go get a second closer. You know, like I didn't see that in the cards. It's like I want them to use their assets to get a starter or to add another bat here in this lineup. You know, Bieber was.
Son of a gun. Uh-oh. We lost him again, man. All right.
I don't know how many guys are good for two months when they come back from Tommy John. It's usually the following year. So what are they going to get out of Bieber? Like, I wouldn't have been excited if he was the only guy they got.
Yeah, well, Lou, maybe the Red Sox can hurry up and get in on this Minnesota Twins fire sale before everyone is gone because a minute ago they just traded Carlos Correa back to the Astros. So we'll get a nice look at our old pal Carlos Correa in an Astros uniform this weekend, Lou. But see, my dream was, I thought it was a reasonable one too, try to get Bednar and Keller from the Pirates. And if that meant giving up a lot of the farm and maybe a major league player, okay, because you're going to run into situations like whatever it was, whether it was nauseous or back pains or whatever it was that led Chapman to have to come out of the game over the weekend, and then Hicks pitches, and the next night they have the bad flight, and then Hicks has to come in a rain delay. Like, having two closers really, really should never be an issue, and now it seems like everyone else is snatching up all the goods, and what's left for them?
Yeah, no, it's starting pitching, you know. But the only thing, too, I keep in mind is, like, they obviously have more information medically than we do. And the one thing, Marcelo Meyer, they haven't talked about at all. So either he is out for the year and they don't want to lose leverage because they're trying to find a second baseman. I don't know. And the other one is Justin Slayton. You know, I know he's playing catch. Hopefully he's going to be on the mound throwing bullpens and he could be back. He could be that second closer, too, you know. So it's like I don't know where these guys are at. It's about starting pitching. It's – you know, the Joe Ryan, the Mitch Kellers, and guys that are down in Miami with two and a half years. I think Cabrera's got 3.5 years of service left. Like, think about what it took to get Garrett Crochet, who had 1.5 years left. That's where it starts for those guys, because those guys honestly have accomplished more than Garrett Crochet did last year in, 140 innings. So that's probably just like the issue that we're dealing with those guys. But for me at this point, I'm all on Merrill Kelly. I heard you guys just talking about him. That's the guy I want. He's an older pitcher. You know, he's not going to get a huge deal in the off season. So the compensation, the ask, I don't think will be as big as maybe for other guys. That to me is a perfect fit. You go get that man, you put him in this rotation, and then you add one bat. That could be a second baseman. That could be a first baseman. And we go.
Lou Maloney joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. And Lou, I feel like every time I've heard either Craig Breslow or Sam Kennedy or those guys talk, there was this urgency word. We're going to use the same urgency we had in the offseason. And people like me go, okay, I like that, because in the offseason you went out and got Bregman and Chapman and Crochet. What's the fallout going to be? Not only outside of Fenway Park, where I'll bitch and fans will bitch, But we've seen this team fall off when they weren't invested in recent years. If they don't bring in a big name, a starting pitcher that's a top three in the rotation, what's the fallout going to be?
Probably their biggest issue with their fan base, and that is a lack of trust, which I do think is a problem. You know, whether it is, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and, you know, we want to win, we're going to spend. And you can only say it for so long without actually doing something about it. And, you know, we're already at the point where I hear it all the time. I want this team to do well. I just don't trust them. I just don't trust that they'll go out and make this trade or sign this player. And I think that is your biggest issue. And, you know, at this time of year, sure, you could hear, like, you know, we could have done this trade, but, you know, the ask was too much or all this other stuff. And it's like, yeah, I know, but people just want action. Like, people want a player. I got to be honest with you. I don't care about prospects. Like, I really don't. And maybe that's just the player in me. The guys in that clubhouse don't care if we give up a guy who 2-3 years from now is going to be really good. They want players now. I don't care about prospects. You've already got a young team up here. I don't want to hear about another position player prospect. I throw up in my mouth when I hear people talk upset about Blaze Jordan leaving. Like, how many rookies do you want up here? Like, get me veterans who have been here before. That's what everybody wants.
It's fascinating, the psychology, you know, if something doesn't happen. I mean, Lou, I mean, can we just talk about that further? Just the players in the clubhouse? I mean, I covered the Astros for a long time. Look, I've heard you talk about this. If there is inactivity at the trade deadline, and it feels as if there's a, you know, some good momentum for this team, that the players, it's a palatable thing. Is that true? Like, the players just, I mean, will they'll be dejected if they don't do anything within the next 2 hours?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yes, like 100%. And you can come out and say, well, we didn't do anything because we trust this locker room. Ted, you've been there. You know what that means. Mm-hmm. And the players know what that means. So what happens is, for the short term, players rally. Okay, we got enough. They look in that clubhouse and say, we like our team, and they should like their team. You know, but when something goes south, you know, in August, when a pitcher goes down, you can guarantee the guys are like, I wouldn't have this problem if they went out and got somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, like, right away it turns to it. And it's just, you when you go out and you add veterans or you add pieces that can help you win, you feel it. You want to go to the park earlier. You're like, we're okay, that's all we need. We're ready to go. Let's do this. When you don't, you still have that same feeling, like, let's go to the park and do this, because, you know, you try to convince yourself, but still the reality is that everybody needs help. You need that extra arm in the rotation and in the bullpen and maybe an extra bat. Like, you need it. You know, it's like, oh, maybe you don't need it, but it is welcomed, and it makes, and you feel that in your locker room.
Lou, I couldn't agree more, because obviously now you may be managing Crochet starts and giving him some extra rest down the stretch, which is possibly necessary, but also not that encouraging. As far as on the current team right now, has anyone's performance in recent weeks, you think, either made them more trade worthy or possibly given the organization faith that they don't need to make as many moves because they already have most of the answers in depth they think they need?
You mean the answers of rotation? Like we could talk about that, like, you know, in your lineup, you know, and you could say, well, Toro has cooled off, which is why, you know, you can say that Toro and Romy have done a fantastic job covering up for, so you weren't sure how you're going to cover it up, and they have been fantastic. But you have to take a step back and look at it and say, okay, is this sustainable for two more months? Can they keep doing this for two more months? You know, you can look at your outfield, and that's why I say Meyer comes into play. Like, when you take an outfielder off of the trade market, you know, it's really hard to go out and get a starting pitcher with like 2.5 years of service time. I mean, of control left. So the position play group, you know, your bullpen, you have added Alcala and Hicks. There's been inconsistencies with Hicks, especially. Murphy's been really good. You've added Mats. But it's all about rotation. The bottom line is, you just sent down your fifth starter. And so, and Hauk had a setback. Crawford's done for the year. Dobbins blew out his knee. You traded Priest in the first week of the season for some reason. So, I mean, you just don't have any depth in this rotation. That's why you need it.
Lou, we're now, what, an hour and 45 minutes away from the trade deadline. If something doesn't happen of significance,
What role will Alex Cora play in the aftermath? Because I know a lot of people throw out, oh, in recent years, Alex Cora has sulked and his team has followed suit. What role does he play in dealing whatever the mess is after 6 o'clock?
Well, he plays a big role in that right there, what you're talking about, like message to the team. I mean, I think this year he sounds differently going to the deadline, where he's just sort of blowing off all the questions and he's like, I'm trying to win today. That's their job. Whereas before, maybe he was a little bit more vocal, you know, as far as what we need, and we need this, we need that. But so maybe there's a different approach, but it'll be disappointment. You know, I mean, I don't mind Steven Matz, you know, you just add an arm for depth in the bullpen of the lefty, but there'll be disappointment if you don't get another starter, you know. And that's the thing, even if you just got a good starter, I think offensively they might sit there and say, we're okay. You know, like, we'll roll with Toro and Romy. Like, okay, you know, and would we like to add another at bat, you know, to this team, like a Brandon Lau at second base or Ryan O'Hearn or even a Luis Arise, you know, at first base, something like that? Sure. But offensively, we're okay, but we need pitching. They need pitching. They need starting pitching.
Lou, how would you assess this team? I mean, you got, they've won 16 out of their last 22. Yep. You see young players kind of, you know, the lineup changes, it feels like, are going to be a little bit more permanent, you know, now that Roman Anthony looks like he's going to be in the leadoff. And so things are starting to become clearer and clearer about this team. How would you assess, is this a ball club that you think can make a serious run? Does it have what it takes to kind of have a special season, like maybe similar to 2021?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's similar. You know, first off, Garrett Crochet, and I think Bale kind of stepping up lately. Giolito hopefully can settle back in again. I think your bullpen is very good. Again, you could use some help just to lighten the load a little bit. But offensively, the problem is with this team offensively is that they're young. And when you're young, you become very streaky. Like you know, everybody lives and dies with which outfielder to trade. And it'll be a three-week stretch where you wouldn't trade Willy Abreu for anybody. And there's a three-week stretch where everybody wants to dump Willy Abreu because he's extremely streaky. Say Don Rafaela, you could say the same with. So there's just a lot of streakiness with this offense. But I think, you know, even if you don't grab a starter, which I find hard to believe, you won't grab a warm body, they're going to stay in this thing, you know, just because I think they are a good baseball team. And once you get into the postseason, all of a sudden the starters become relievers and things change a little bit. So, you know, you can add some depth in your bullpen, but they're young and they need to be played both postseason baseball. They need to, just like in 2016, when all those young kids got a taste of what postseason baseball was like, that helped them go and win a World Series in 2018. And I just feel like they need to get in there. They need to experience and see what it's like.
A name that's been mentioned a bunch, Lou, that I would imagine the Red Sox are likely to hold on to at this point, but who knows, is Jarren Duran. And Duran has been white hot the last couple of weeks. Looks like he's found or re-engaged 2024 Jarren Duran mode again. What have you seen from him recently, and do you think a white hot Jarren Duran can stick around long enough to maybe lead a surge towards that wild card?
Yeah, first off, I do. I know, just offensively, he's just, this month he was fantastic, and I know even like the last week or so he's really caught fire, and everybody's upset that Sadon's gone to second base, and maybe that's why he's not swinging it. Well, if moving Duran to center field gets him hot, it's a fair trade. I'll take it all day long because I'm not trading him. I'm pretty consistent with it because of who he is. Here's the thing. You have Jarren Duran, who put together a season last year that you only hope that the other three can one day do. I like seeing it. I like seeing a guy doing it for a six-month season, not for 6 weeks, not for 3 weeks, not for a first half, not for a second half. I want to, in October, look back at a season and go, yep, how many guys do I have that can have that type of year? And I'm not sure you have many. And because of that, and because of what he brings to this team, I would hate to move Jarren Duran.
Lou, before I let you go, going into the All-Star break, I had convinced myself that it was a foregone conclusion the Boston Red Sox were going to get Joe Ryan. He was talking about wanting to be traded. He was hanging out with Bregman and Crochet for photos and all that. Do I have to give up on that dream, or should I hold that dream for another hour and 40 minutes?
Well, if you have to give up on the dream, I don't think it would be because of the Red Sox.
Oh?
You know, because I know they want him. I just think it's going to be because of the Minnesota Twins. You know what I mean? Like, if the Pittsburgh Steelers have a dream to get Christian Gonzalez, well, that's awesome. But I don't know. Do the Patriots want to trade him?
No.
You know what I mean? So that's the part of the deadline where sometimes it gets a little crazy in that everybody wants this player, but we forget that he plays for another baseball team. And that team is like, why would I move on from him? I'm not ready to do that. The guys we're moving are guys that are on their final years of their deal or an absolutely horrific contract like Carlos Correa. So, you know, but I'm not moving Joe Ryan. But, of course, he'd love to have him. So you'd have to ask the Twins, well, I think, when it comes to that.
All right, I'll hold hope that the Twins break down and send Joe Ryan. I'm not sure I would characterize this as angry Lou. This was more perturbed Lou,
yeah.
It seemed like.
Yeah.
In about an hour and a half, will it be angry Lou?
This is losing patience Lou. and as of now, I'm pulling in the nest and getting ready to do the trade deadline show. And at 6:03, you might see some angry Lou because they got to do something.
All right.
They know it.
That's Lou Maloney. Check out his Twitter feed at 6:03 to get his reaction trade deadline day. Thanks for taking the time, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, boys. All right.
Lou Maloney. He, again, not angry, but there was something said there. And I like when the player comes out. I don't care about prospects.
Yeah. That's a great line.
Yeah. I don't either. I just want to win.
Put it on a shirt.
I'm with Lou and the players in that. Go get somebody that helps me win.
He's saying that because, look, all those guys, none of those guys that are in the clubhouse right now want to not be on the team starting tomorrow.
Right.
And so it's like if somebody at the lower levels are dealt, good. Doesn't affect me and the team I'm currently on right now.
All right. We are T-minus an hour and 40 minutes to the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Lots of moves being made by teams like Seattle and New York and Detroit.
I keep hitting the show me a Red Sox trade button on Twitter. Nothing.
They don't need that logo for any of those trade updates. But we do need Dan Ball to give us updates on everything that's going on around the other teams in baseball. Dan Ball with what's trending now. When we come back, we'll continue to rip the Red Sox for not making moves.